Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're taking a look at iToki and the worlds of the Internet of Things. You know, we're talking about those futuristic cities that can predict problems before they occur. Smart farms that can perfectly fine-tune resource use in real time, and businesses that have their operations running like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, it really feels like the kind of technology you'd see in a sci-fi movie, but iToki is making it happen right now.
Absolutely. And we've got a really cool stack of sources to help us unpack it all today. We've got presentations straight from iToki showcasing all their latest projects.
Deep dive into their smart city projects in Argentina.
Oh, yeah. And even a case study that takes a closer look at their perimeter security solutions.
It's a good mix, giving us a broad view of just what iToki's all about.
Okay, so before we get too far, let's start with the basics. What exactly is iToki's mission? What problem are they trying to solve?
Well, at their core, they're all about simplifying the process of turning raw data into valuable information. And they do that through the power of IoT solutions. Their goal is to help organizations across a variety of industries save money, boost productivity, improve customer service, and ensure smooth operations.
So it sounds like they're not just focused on one specific sector.
Right.
Their approach is pretty versatile.
Exactly. And that's reflected in the range of sources we have today.
Yeah.
But one thing that's consistent across the board is their emphasis on providing end-to-end IoT solutions. So they handle everything from the sensors that collect data to the software that helps you understand it.
Wow. So they're with you every step of the way.
Yeah.
It's not like they're trying to lock you into their ecosystem. You've got the flexibility to work with existing systems you might already have.
Precisely. Now, to really grasp how this all works, we need to take a look at the diagram they provide, outlining iToki's general system architecture.
Okay, so give me the visual here.
Think of it like a chain reaction.
All right, I'm visualizing a chain reaction. What's the first link?
It all starts with the sensors and actuators.
Yeah.
Sensors are those devices that gather information from the physical world, right? Things like thermometers, motion detectors, or moisture sensors.
Okay, so sensors are like the eyes and ears of the system, but what about actuators?
Actuators are the doers. They're the components that take action based on the information that sensors are picking up. So imagine a valve that automatically adjusts water flow based on moisture readings from the soil.
Oh, interesting.
Or a light that turns on when it detects motion.
Right. So sensors gather the info and actuators act on it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
What happens next in this chain reaction?
The data from the sensors and actuators is fed through a gateway, which acts like a translator between the physical devices and the network.
So the gateway takes the raw data from the sensors and packages it up for the internet.
Exactly. It transmits the data over a network, which could be anything from Wi-Fi to cellular to a specialized IoT network. And from there, the data travels to servers where iToki software analyzes the information and turns it into those actionable insights.
Okay, this diagram is really painting a good picture of the overall system. But the presentations also mention things like device templates, adapters, and security layers. Can you break those down for me? What are those all about?
These elements highlight iToki's modular approach, which again is key to their flexibility and customization.
Okay.
So think of device templates like blueprints.
Right.
They define how different types of sensors and actuators should collect and format their data.
So it's like a recipe book for devices.
Oh, yeah.
Each template tells the device how to behave and what kind of information it should be gathering.
Exactly. Then you have the adapters, which come into play when you need to connect devices that use different communication protocols or different signal types. iToki's system is designed to be compatible with a wide range of inputs, thanks to these adapters.
That's pretty important when you're working with so many different types of devices, right?
And
what about those security layers? With all this data flying around, security has to be a top priority.
It is, and iToki seems to really emphasize that in their presentations.
Mm.
They build in security at every stage of the process, from device authentication to data encryption to secure server access. They want to make sure that the information being collected and transmitted is protected.
Okay, so we've got sensors, actuators, gateways, networks, servers, and all these modular components making the magic happen. I'm getting a much clearer understanding of the system architecture now.
Good.
But can you give me some specific examples of what this looks like in action?
Sure. Let's talk about their device selection. iToki boasts over 70 different types of devices, each with a battery life of up to 12 years.
Wow. It's impressive.
Yeah, and they're all compatible with the LoRaWAN protocol,
okay,
which is a standard for long-range, low-power wireless communication.
So they've really thought about the practical side of implementing these solutions.
They have. That practicality shines when you look at the range of industries they work in. For example, they've done some amazing work with smart cities.
Yes. I was looking at the visuals for that KSL Smart City presentation. They're using sensors to monitor water quality and air quality in real time, right?
Exactly. And they're not just collecting this data for the sake of it. They're using it to make Cordoba a more livable and sustainable city.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for instance, their canal monitoring system.
Yes, saw that.
They're using sensors to optimize water flow and detect potential issues early on.
And I love that we can actually see the canal monitoring dashboard in the presentation. It's like a command center for the city's water system.
It is. And beyond water, they're also keeping tabs on air pollutants like carbon dioxide and particulate matter. That real-time data is invaluable for public health and environmental protection.
Speaking of practical applications, what about waste management? I saw Toki has some interesting solutions there too.
They do. Their waste management solutions are all about optimizing collection and preventing losses. They use sensors to monitor fill levels in garbage containers,
yeah,
which allows for more efficient routing of collection trucks.
So no more wasted trips to half-empty bins. I like it.
Exactly. And they've even implemented a system that can detect the theft of containers, which, believe it or not, is a real problem in some areas.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought of that. Okay, so we've got smart cities and waste management covered. What other industries are benefiting from Itoki's approach?
Well, agriculture is a big one. They're using sensors to monitor temperature, humidity, and soil conditions to help farms optimize their irrigation. This not only saves water and energy, but it also leads to better crop yields.
It's amazing how something as simple as a sensor in the soil can have such a ripple effect on farming practices.
It really is. And that same principle applies to countless other sectors. We see examples in retail, healthcare, even perimeter security.
Okay, before we get ahead of ourselves and jump into those examples, I think it's important to take a step back and ask, why should our listener care about all of this? What's the big so what of IoT and Itoki's work?
That's a great question. I think the key takeaway here is that the Internet of Things isn't just some futuristic concept. It's a powerful tool that's already having a tangible impact on our lives.
Right. It's not about fancy gadgets. It's about solving real problems.
Exactly. And what Itoki is doing is bringing that power to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for giant corporations or governments anymore. Their modular approach and white label platform mean that even small businesses or individuals can leverage the benefits of IoT.
Okay, hold on. That white label platform sounds intriguing. Can you tell me more about that? What does it actually mean?
Essentially, Itoki allows other businesses to resell or integrate their platform under their own branding.
So you could have a local tech company using Itoki's platform to create custom IoT solutions for their clients.
Precisely. And that's what makes it so exciting. It opens up a whole world of possibilities for entrepreneurs and innovators who want to get involved with IoT.
I'm seeing the wheels turning in our listeners' head already. But before we get too carried away with those possibilities, let's dive a bit deeper into the why of IoT. What makes Itoki's approach so unique and effective?
That's where it gets really interesting. It's about understanding how all these different technological advancements come together to create a truly powerful solution. It's about understanding how all these different technological advancements come together to create a truly powerful solution. What's fascinating here is how the convergence of several key innovations has made IoT not just possible, but practical and affordable for a huge range of applications. Let's start with communication. The development of long-range wireless protocols, like LoRaWAN, allows sensors to transmit data over kilometers while using very little power.
So we can have sensors out in the field, miles from any power source, reliably sending data back for years on a single battery.
Exactly. And that's crucial for so many applications, especially in agriculture or environmental monitoring, where you can't be running power lines everywhere. But communication is only one piece of the puzzle. The miniaturization of electronics is just as important. These sensors can be incredibly small, fitting into almost anything.
Okay, now I'm picturing tiny sensors hidden everywhere, silently gathering information. It's almost like a secret network. But all that data is useless if you can't make sense of it.
That's where Itoki's platform truly shines. They don't just collect data, they help you understand it. Their presentations highlight the use of data streaming, automatic KPI generation, and system integration, all of which contribute to empowering data-driven decision-making.
Let's break those down one by one. Data streaming sounds pretty straightforward. It's like a constant flow of information from the sensors, right?
Exactly. Instead of waiting for batches of data to be collected and processed, iTOKI's system gives you a real-time view of what's happening. This is essential for applications where immediate action is needed, like detecting a leak or a security breach.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about KPIs? I always hear that term thrown around in the business world, but can you explain it in the context of IoT?
KPI stands for Key Performance Indicator. Essentially, it's a measurable value that demonstrates how effectively a company is achieving key business objectives. In the world of IoT, this translates to metrics that track progress and highlight areas for improvement.
So, for example, a KPI could be the average temperature in a storage facility, the number of times a door is opened, or the amount of water used in a field, right?
Exactly. And what's really neat about iTOKI's platform is that it can automatically generate these KPIs based on the data it's collecting. You don't need to be a data scientist to figure out what's important. The platform does the heavy lifting for you.
That's fantastic. It makes this technology much more accessible for businesses that might not have a whole data analytics team on staff.
Precisely. And then there's system integration, which is the ability to seamlessly connect iTOKI's platform with existing business systems, things like ERP or CRM software.
So it's not just a standalone system. It can actually talk to and share information with the tools a company is already using.
Exactly. This allows businesses to get a holistic view of their operations, combining the real-time insights from the IoT sensors with their existing business data. It's all about breaking down silos and making sure the right information is getting to the right people at the right time.
Okay, I'm seeing how all these pieces fit together. iTOKI combines long-range communication, miniaturized sensors, real-time data streaming, automatic KPI generation, and system integration to empower data-driven decisions. But let's not forget that white label platform we touched on earlier. What are the implications of that for someone who's not necessarily looking to use iTOKI solutions directly, but maybe wants to build something of their own?
That's where things get really interesting for the entrepreneurial listener. iTOKI's white label platform allows other businesses to resell or integrate their technology under their own branding. It's like they're providing the engine and you get to design the car.
So you could have a local tech startup, for example, using iTOKI's platform to build custom IoT solutions for their clients. All under their own brand.
Precisely. They get the benefit of iTOKI's robust technology and infrastructure without having to build everything from scratch. And that opens up a whole world of possibilities.
It's almost like iTOKI is democratizing access to IoT. It's not just a tool for the big players anymore. Anyone with a good idea and a bit of tech savvy can potentially build something amazing. But with all this focus on business and innovation, let's not forget the bigger picture. We talked earlier about iTOKI's focus on sustainability and efficiency. How does that play out in their work?
You're right. It's not just about profits and efficiency. iTOKI is also deeply committed to making a positive impact on the world. Their presentations highlight how their technology can be used to address some of the biggest challenges facing our planet, from climate change to resource scarcity.
I was particularly interested in the presentation titled Sustainability from iTOKI Corporate and Casos SEP 2024. They really delve into how their technology can contribute to environmental, social, and economic value creation.
Absolutely. They're not just paying lip service to sustainability, they're walking the walk. For example, they talk about how their solutions can be used to measure and reduce non-productive consumption of resources like water, gas, and energy.
And they have a concrete example of this with their project in Guatemala, right? They use sensors to track water usage and identify areas where they could conserve this precious resource.
Exactly. It's a fantastic case study that demonstrates how iTOKI's technology can be used to make a tangible difference when it comes to environmental sustainability.
And beyond the environmental benefits, there are also significant social and economic implications to consider. Their smart city solutions, for example, can help create healthier and safer environments for everyone. By optimizing waste collection and traffic flow, cities become more livable and efficient.
And from an economic standpoint, iTOKI's technology can help businesses save money, increase productivity, and even create new jobs. It's a win-win across the board.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've explored iTOKI's mission, their approach to IoT, the diverse industries they work in, the impact their technology has on sustainability and efficiency, and even the exciting possibilities their white label platform opens up. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with something to ponder. We've talked about iTOKI tackling these big global challenges, but how can we bring it back down to earth for a minute? How could someone use this technology to solve like everyday problems that we all face? You know, the little things that can make life a little bit easier, a little bit smoother.
Yeah, I love that idea. It's easy to get caught up in the grand vision of it all, but sometimes the most powerful applications of technology are the ones that make a difference in our daily lives.
Exactly. So let's brainstorm a little. What are some everyday problems that Itoki's approach to IoT could help solve?
Well, we talked about their work with smart agriculture. Imagine applying those same principles to your own home. You could have sensors in your garden that monitor soil moisture and automatically water your plants when they need it.
Oh, that'd be great. No more wilted flowers or brown patches on the lawn.
Exactly.
Okay, what else? What else can we think of?
Well, think about your commute. We all hate getting stuck in traffic.
Ugh, yes.
What if you could use sensors to get real-time updates on traffic patterns and receive personalized route recommendations? Always taking the fastest route, avoiding those frustrating delays.
Yeah, that would definitely make my mornings a lot less stressful. And speaking of stress, what about using sensors to track your energy usage at home? You can see exactly where you're wasting energy and find ways to reduce your consumption, which would also reduce your bills.
That's a win-win.
I'm already feeling more efficient just thinking about it. But it's not just about practicality, is it? We can have some fun with this technology too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Remember how Itoki helps retailers analyze foot traffic? Imagine applying that same technology to create an interactive art installation in your home. It could respond to your movements or even your mood.
Okay, that's thinking outside the box. I love it. Or how about using sensors to like gamify your workouts? You know, you could track your progress in real time and maybe even compete with friends virtually.
Exactly. It's about using technology to enhance your life, to make things more engaging and fun. And the best part is with Itoki's white label platform, a lot of these possibilities are within reach.
That's right. We've talked about the business applications, but someone listening to this might be inspired to create something for themselves, for their own life.
Absolutely. Imagine building your own smart home system or developing a unique fitness tracker using Itoki's technology as the foundation.
The possibilities really are endless. And that's what we want our listeners to take away from this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've only scratched the surface of what's possible with IoT.
Itoki is just one company, one example of how this technology is being applied. There are countless other companies and organizations out there doing amazing things with IoT, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So if this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, don't stop here. Keep exploring, do some research, read articles, and most importantly, let your imagination run wild.
Yeah, think about the problems you face in your daily life, the things you wish were easier or more efficient or just more fun.
Yeah.
Chances are there's an IoT solution out there or waiting to be created.
And who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to create it. That's it for this deep dive into Itoki and the Internet of Things. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.